KKFT. From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
We have 86 degrees right now, sunny skies. It's hot out there at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Good afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neft. It's our top local stories this hour if you are just checking in. He strangled his mother to death. Now a Reno man is paying the price. Coming up, how much time in jail the suspect is getting. Shots fired inside our trailer park in Reno. Directly ahead, why police say the suspect pulled the trigger. And new details into a deadly crash in Lyon County. On the way, how the accident went down. We're following this and much more on the KKFT News at Noon. Good afternoon to you from the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. I'm Greg Neff. Now with more, let's say hello to Jerry.
Jerry in Carson City. Thank you, Greg. It is Tuesday, June 16th, Father's Day, and the first day of summer coming up this Sunday. It'll be 99.1 throughout northern Nevada for a couple of days, maybe forever. Heat, fires, fire restrictions, energy, swim warnings. Somebody in Nevada also has what I will label as FDS. You're familiar with the term TDS. We'll tell you who that is coming up a little bit later this hour. I'm looking forward to a tech gremlin-free show today. Greg, back to you at 12.07.
I am looking forward to the same. Thank you, Jerry. It is our top local story this hour. Accused of strangling his own mother to death back in October 2024, now 47-year-old William Griggs is going away, probably for the rest of his life. The Washoe County DA says the victim's injuries were extensive, to say the least.
An autopsy of Miss Griggs showed petechial hemorrhaging in her mouth, a broken hyoid bone, broken cartilage, bruising under her chin, scrapes and bruising along her neck, bruising on the inner side of her lower lip, bruising and abrasions on the bridge of her nose, bruising on the inside of her neck, bruising on her scalp, and an indication of blood inside her nose and mouth.
Kendall Holcomb of the Washoe County DA.
He ultimately admitted he had attempted to suffocate and then strangled his mother with his bare hands, and then went through the motions of CPR to make it appear that any injuries were due to his CPR efforts. When questioned, he did acknowledge he knew his actions were wrong.
Kendall Holcomb, again with the Washoe DA, says Griggs apparently had not been taking his mental meds and he was sentenced to life in prison. He will be eligible for parole in 25 years. New details into a deadly crash in Dayton. This involved two SUVs near Rainbow Road and Highway 50 in Lyon County.
The front left of the Mercury struck the front left of the Chevrolet. After the collision, the Chevrolet overturned and stopped on its left side, blocking the eastbound lanes of US 50. The Mercury continued back across the center turn lane and stopped on its wheels in the westbound travel lanes of US 50.
And that's NHP Trooper James LaRose.
The driver of the Mercury, Timothy Marshall, a 43-year-old male from Carson City, Nevada, was pronounced deceased on the scene by medical personnel.
Impairment was not thought to be a factor. Shots fired at one North Reno trailer park. Scary moments there. This went down early Monday around 3:30 off Parr and North Virginia Street. Word is that Reno police say they were searching for the suspect and they found the guy. He actually had a Bowie knife on him.
Investigators determined the subject had likely recently used methamphetamine and was experiencing hallucinations, causing him to fire a handgun inside the trailer. The suspect was identified as 47-year-old Nicholas Cardenas.
Reno Police Officer Hunter Mercurio Cardenas was taken into custody. Sounding the alarm on Social Security, AARP Nevada says Congress really does need to act.
The program isn't going broke, but it will only be able to pay 83% of current benefits starting in late 2034. Todd Story with AARP Nevada says 500,000 older Nevadans would see their payments cut by about $300 per month.
It's $300 that Nevadans simply cannot afford to lose, and so Congress is going to have to act in order to preserve this program that people have earned over a lifetime of work and contributed to.
In 1983, Congress raised Social Security payroll taxes and increased the eligibility age for benefits to 66 or 67, depending on when the person was born. I'm Suzanne Potter.
Well, you know this already, but I'll say it again. It's hot out there today. Northern Nevada heading for its hottest stretch of weather so far this year, with Reno facing its first 100-degree day possibly as soon as today, and triple-digit temperatures forecast through Thursday. The forecast raises concerns over the risk of wildfires. We've already had a few. Fire officials say the region already sees signs of an early fire season as humidity, well, there is none, and vegetation is drying out. Snowpack was also low this season, and that adds to concerns over the heat. Speaking of fires, the chimney fire that broke out over the weekend nearly contained, with an estimated 80% now containment under control. Truckee Meadows Fire Rescue says forward progress of the fire, it's been stopped. They say the fire burned about 17 acres. Meantime, a wildfire breaking out in eastern Douglas County near Mount Siegel has grown to almost 55 acres. This broke out Saturday. No word on how it started and no details on what caused it. Well, water does take care of fire, and the federal government and water agencies in here in Nevada, California, and Arizona agreeing to work together on finding new ways to share water from the Colorado River. The goal is to use methods like desalinization and water recycling. The plan does not call for building a pipeline to send desalinated water directly from California. Instead, Nevada might help pay to increase the amount of desalinated water made in the Golden State, with the Carlsbad desalinization plant playing a key role. The facility can produce about 56,000 acre-feet of drinking water each year, and another goal is to advance interstate water transfers without costly new investments and without changing existing rights or obligating any party projects. FM News Talk time. It is 12:12. Now back over to Jerry.
Effective immediately, the city of South Lake Tahoe in California has banned all wood and charcoal fires within city limits due to dry fuels. And yes, that includes barbecues. Also across the border in Northern California, CAL FIRE suspended burn permits for Nevada County as officials push aggressive signups for localized emergency alert systems. The upcoming three-day weekend, that's a three-day weekend coming up, we'll see a break in road work on Highway 58 South at Lake Tahoe. Crews will stop working 5 p.m. this Thursday with no work on Juneteenth. Remember that? It resumes at 8 p.m. on Sunday. As we reported yesterday, after 2 weeks, crews will take a 10-day break for the 4th of July and the American Century Championship Celebrity Golf Tournament. Crews will conclude working 6 a.m. July 2 and resume 8 p.m. July 12th. And work on the Highway 50 Tahoe State Line to Spooner Summit repaving project will continue through the summer. Amid the spiking temperatures, a new federal bill championed by Nevada liberal representatives targets extreme heat by expanding FEMA disaster declarations to fund local cooling centers. You saw that one coming. Keystone CPA's Noon News Daily Poll is up. Do you believe that the MOU, Memorandum of Understanding, or peace treaty between the U.S. and Iran will be signed this Friday, Juneteenth? Not a chance, 55% in yes, but the fighting won't stop, 45%. And there is a third choice, not until later this summer. Nobody has voted for that particular option. And if you'd like to vote, go to 991fmtalk.com or 923fmtalk. Shout outs, input, always welcome with the free app. You can use the little cloud there, the menu bar, and give us a shout out in your own words or text us at 775-884-9910. And now with a look at traffic, the first one during the noon news at 12:15, here is Phil.
Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Traffic.
Emergency crews are on the scene of an injury collision on the Glendale on-ramp to southbound 580. It is not on the freeway, it's on the on-ramp. So fortunately, the traffic effect on it is minimal. Try and consider using an alternate route, say Moana, to get around that. It is a little warmer today. It's 89 degrees in Sparks in Carson City, and in Smith Valley, 77 degrees in South Lake Tahoe. And let me remind you that since 1986, Perwin Automotive has been the shop friends recommend to their friends for all of your automotive needs. And don't forget, Perwin is home of the no appointment needed gas or diesel smog check. Let's take a look at your weather.
Noon hour sees temperatures just cross into the 90s. It's going to keep going well into the 90s, close to but probably shy of 100 by the time we top out this afternoon, about the same for tomorrow. It's grilling season at Butcher Boy. That means steak, choice, and prime grades, plus specialty breeds not found anywhere else. Your family deserves great steaks. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT today. Today at 3, Lars Larson on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
A man had figured a way to steal $600 legally. He just needed his lawyer, Abraham Lincoln, to help him. It took no time at all for Honest Dave to respond, "Oh, you're legally right, I won't argue that. But you're morally wrong. Besides, you look like a right, healthy young man. Why don't you go out and earn yourself $600 honestly?" And honesty paid off. Lincoln's reputation grew because people knew he could be trusted. A penny for your thoughts. Presented by Lincoln Heating and Air.
Paying your own way. Taking pride in a job well done. An honest day's work for honest pay. Providing for yourself and for your family. This is the true American spirit, and our liberties depend on it. Call us today for an Honest Dave deal on your new air conditioner. We'll work hard to keep you cool. Call 359-1985 or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
I'm back to doing what I love and more, thanks to the Good Feet Store.
I suffered with plantar fasciitis for almost 20 years. I would try drugstore insoles and supports.
If you suffer with plantar fasciitis, we know the search for pain relief can feel like a hopeless ordeal.
I've been through surgeries, foot injections. I thought that foot pain was going to be with me for the rest of my life.
At the Good Feet Store, we hear stories every day of all kinds of cheap inserts, expensive shoes, and other failed remedies people have tried that just didn't work.
I was trying all different things. Not a single one worked. And then I was driving past the Good Feet Store, and I thought, why not? Give it a try. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support for my feet. Then it was like, okay, this is different. These make a difference.
I'm so glad I met Good Feet. It changed my life.
Don't lose hope. Give the Good Feet Store a try. We're located on South Virginia Street, right by Total Wine.
At the church at Reno Christian Academy, they believe in more than just education. They believe in transformation. Their goal is to help students grow not only in knowledge, but also in faith. Their academically excellent programs will challenge students to think critically, while the biblically based foundation helps them stand strong in their values. From the classroom to the chapel, they're nurturing the next generation of Christ-centered leaders, young men and women equipped with wisdom, compassion, and purpose. They're not just preparing students for college, they're preparing them for life. The Church at Reno Christian Academy, where faith and excellence shape the future. Enroll now and help your child or grandchild discover their God-given potential. Go to thechurchatreno.com.
KKFT, your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
Can you picture over 900 new homes in Pleasant in Washoe Valley? I'm John Potter for the new news. A big controversial housing development proposal got the thumbs up last night. The Sierra Reflections Project would build about 940 homes over 760 acres between Washoe and Pleasant Valleys. The Truckee Meadows Planning Committee vote was 5-2 for a favorable recommendation, despite several hours of folks speaking in opposition to it. Residents expect traffic and water well problems. They say there's inadequate fire and emergency service, too. Planning committee approved. Opponents say they'll take their case to the next stop, the Regional Planning Governing Board. Sierra Reflections has a back-and-forth history. It was first denied by the Washoe County Planning Commission, then brought back to life by the County Commission. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
FM News Talk Time. It is 12:20 here on this Tuesday afternoon. Good Tuesday afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neft in the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. And if you are just checking in, it is the three big things that you need to know. Number one, sentenced to life in prison for strangling his mother to death. 47-year-old William Griggs of Reno will be eligible for parole in 25 years. $355 billion. That is the size of the California state budget. And coming up, we'll hear what one candidate for governor has to say about it. And number three, the chimney fire burning in Sun Valley. It's sitting at 80% containment. It is our top national story. President Trump discussing the agreement with Iran at the G7 summit in France this week.
President Trump is explaining that there is a difference between giving Iran $300 billion and letting them have access to a $300 billion reconstruction fund.
We're allowed to go and invest if we wanted to someday in the future. We have no obligation whatsoever. It could be that Iran will turn out to be successful when they have oil.
The Wall Street Journal has an item that just crossed. The U.S. will allow Iran to immediately begin selling oil and fuel under the deal to end the war, offering Tehran an early financial incentive to wind down the conflict, people familiar with the agreement said. The provision for waivers on sanctions on oil sales takes effect immediately.
And that's Fox's Peter Ducey. FM News Talk Time, 12:21. Let's head right back over to Jerry with more.
Thank you, Greg. The Douglas County Board of Supervisors, or Commissioners, rather, will consider the formation of a stormwater utility task force at its meeting this Thursday for possible action, discussion regarding the creation of a stormwater utility task force to assist the county manager and the Board of Commissioners in evaluating options and developing recommendations responsive to community concerns, i.e. costs related to the Douglas County Stormwater Utility. County staff has recommended a 9-member task force consisting of 3 to 5 residential property owners, 1 agricultural producer or ditch committee representative, 2 business, commercial, industrial representatives, and 1 builder. This item is scheduled near the beginning of the meeting. If you want to take part in it, the meeting starts at 10 a.m. in the historic courthouse in Minden. Lake Tahoe Unified School District has launched a sweeping green, air quotes, project featuring the largest solar installation in Lake Tahoe history. Goal is to slash district energy use by 50%. And over here on this side of the Sierras, NV Energy reported its 1.5 billion 400 megawatt Sierra solar facility in Churchill County is running ahead of schedule, shaking up regional power grid dynamics as a critical supply agreement with Liberty Utilities in South Lake Tahoe nears its end. And Washoe County officials are investigating a fatal weekend drowning at a beach in Incline Village. First responders using the tragedy to warn visitors that despite the high air temperatures, the lake water remains dangerously cold. It is 12:23 at FM News Talk. More traffic and weather together with Phil coming up.
Let's keep you moving. KKFT traffic on your new news.
We have a new collision working in Reno. It's on northbound 395 at Lemon Drive. It's in the off ramp, which is fairly long for Lemon Drive. So be prepared for that. Also, on the on ramp from Glendale to southbound 580, they are cleaning up an injury collision in that area. Fortunately, it's not affecting traffic on the freeway so much as it is trying to get on to the freeway. Use 2nd Street as an alternate route. It is 88 degrees in Crystal Bay, 91 degrees in Dayton, 91 in Yerington, and 76 degrees in Minden. FM News Talk Time, 12:24.
We'll probably be shy of the record high of 104 this afternoon, but it will feel warm enough for most of us, just a little shy of 100. 99, the expected topping, and tonight we go down to the low 60s, and 98 tomorrow in Sparks. Check out Butcher Boy's social media for the best steak cooking tips and tricks. Don't miss their bulk ribeye packs to keep your freezer full this season. Call Butcher Boy, 825-MEAT today. Guy Benson comes up at 1 after the noon news on FM News Talk.
KKFT, live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
America was built on freedom. The freedom to work hard, build something local, and the freedom to choose. So after an accident, remember this. No matter what shop your insurance company recommends, the decision is yours. Choosing Carson Auto Body means choosing a locally owned and operated shop. Not a franchise, not a chain. That local ownership means they can get your vehicle in and out faster, keeping your inconvenience to a minimum. And because their reputation is built right here in the community, they can't afford to, and they don't, skimp on parts or workmanship. They do the job right the first time, and that's a guarantee. Because your safety, your vehicle, and your trust matter. Exercise your right to choose. Choose Carson Auto Body, conveniently located next to the Railroad Museum. Email them at carsonautobody@gmail.com or call 297-3366. That's 297-3366. Carson Auto Body.
Nevada's FM News Talk.
Here's the difference at Appliance Outlet. They're locally owned, and when you walk in, you're helped by people who only sell appliances, not whoever was working in some other department yesterday. From appliances to mattresses, outlet deals to retail, they back every sale with real customer service. Same or better prices as the big stores, better service, better knowledge, and deals the big stores can't touch. Appliance Outlet Carson City, your local appliance experts.
Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Sports.
Reed's Gabby Williams led Golden State with 16 points in the Valkyries' win over the LA Sparks in the WNBA Commissioner's Cup Series. Every Wednesday, 7:45, Truckee Meadows Bike Alliance has a Reno bike ride starting at the Believe sign along the Riverwalk, goes for a couple of hours. Jim Marchant showing up in political news in Nevada, but he's got a connection to college baseball today. Marchant went to Troy University in Alabama, and Troy is having a run in the College World Series. Trojans play West Virginia in an elimination game coming up at 1 today. I'm Greg Swope with sports for the noon news on FM News Talk.
Back to your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
And if you are just checking in here at 12:27, good afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neft. Lawmakers in Sacramento passing a $355 billion California budget, and one candidate for governor, he's weighing in on that.
More spending. More borrowing billions. I've been going through it, running deficits, draining the reserves, and worst of all, when we have the highest cost of living in the country, more and higher taxes.
Republican gubernatorial candidate Steve Hilton criticizes the spending as the total is higher than Governor Newsom's $349 billion proposal. It will be the largest in California state history. Staying in California, work does continue on high-speed rail there despite a cutoff in federal funding.
Back on track here really means getting that cost down. The project is ongoing. The Hanford Viaduct, it's going to be the biggest structure in the Central Valley of California, over a mile in length, and it will be done in just a few months. Some 60 miles south of here, tracks are set to begin being laid by the end of this year. One major problem, though, the project has no federal funding. The Department of Transportation axed $4 billion in unspent funding last summer. High-speed rail CEO Ian Chowdhury says federal dollars will lead to more private investment.
It's a better playground for them to invest their own funds.
The entire Central Valley segment is set to be wrapped up by 2033.
Fox's Kelly Sabiri outside of Fresno. FM News Talk Election Center 2026 former state lawmaker Jim Marchant won the Republican nomination for Nevada Secretary of State on Monday, bringing one of the state's outspoken Republicans within reach of an office that oversees voting in a perennial presidential background. His win after Nevada's June 9th primary sets up a rematch in November with Democratic Secretary of State Cisco Aguilar, who prevailed in their race 4 years ago. The winner will oversee the 2028 presidential election in Nevada, a state that went for President Trump in 2024 after voting for Democrat Joe Biden 4 years earlier. Well, a new study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association finds parents may use media at the dinner table way more often than their own children. Think about that. Let that sink in for a second.
The study looked at the behaviors of 357 parents and the same number of kids. The average age of the kids was about 6.5. Most used some form of media at the dinner table, but more than three quarters of parents did compared to just over two-thirds of kids. The study found 142 parents reported being on their phones. For kids, 43 watched content on a small screen device. Another 39 kids were said to have played a handheld game. Researchers wrote they wanted to highlight interruptions caused by electronic devices that result in children receiving less attention and parental guidance than they should. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
FM News Talk covers Northern Nevada after Fox News covers the nation and the world. It's 12:30.
Fox News, at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. Peace deal will soon be signed between the U.S. and Iran to end this conflict in the Middle East. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul tells Fox Business he's glad to hear it.
You know, I think the sooner the war's over, the better. The better for the American consumer, the better for the American farmer with fertilizer prices. So I'm in favor of Trump's peace negotiations.
President Trump says he hopes this signing happens as soon as Friday. The Justice Department announcing today they're charging 15 people for allegedly impeding immigration agents, part of so-called Antifa group. U.S. Attorney for the District of Minnesota, Dana Rosen, accused the suspects of blocking immigration activity and following agents during an immigration crackdown in Minnesota this year.
Such stalking and other direct actions against law enforcement are criminal, they're un-American, and they'll be met with swift justice.
Rosen says more than a dozen of the people charged have already been arrested. America is listening to Fox News.
12:31 here on the news at noon. Consumer Reports says your Uber or Lyft fare might not be as straightforward as they look.
Their new investigation found the apps use complicated algorithms and even AI to tweak prices on the fly. That means two people taking the same ride at nearly the same time could pay totally different amounts. And here's the kicker. The report says some of those discounts the apps advertise are actually taken off prices that were already inflated. Consumer Reports says that could violate consumer protection laws in several states. Uber and Lyft say they're not doing anything wrong, but researchers argue riders deserve more transparency. I'm Monica Nelson.
You could always take a taxi that is available. They're often lined up outside the airport waiting for you. Well, word is that parent care, over half of workers aged 40 to 60 in the United States are caring for a parent while also holding down a job.
According to Legal Shield data, that pressure is already showing up at work through missed time, getting less done, and people thinking about leaving their job. The survey says nearly 40% have cut savings or retirement contributions to help pay for a parent's care. The analysis also shows legal questions tied to parental elder care have more than doubled since 2022 as middle-aged children deal with paperwork, care decisions, and out-of-pocket costs. I'm Monica Nelson.
FM News Talk Time, 12:33.
Abraham Lincoln often taught with riddles. If you call a tail a leg, how many legs has a dog? Five? No, calling a tail a leg don't make it a leg. In other words, changing definitions won't change reality.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For your presidential air conditioning service and Honest Abe reality checkup, contact us today at lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025. So there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
Temperatures staying on the warm side for another couple of days before a little change in the weather on Friday and seasonal temperatures to wrap up the week and kick off the weekend in the low 80s. Grilling season at Butcher Boy. That means steak choice and prime grades plus specialty breeds not found anywhere else. Your family deserves great steaks. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT. Today at 5, Markley Van Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
Northern Nevada's Midday Update, your noon news. KKFT.
It's the first heat advisory of the year for the Truckee Meadows. I'm John Potter for the new news. The National Weather Service says the Western Nevada Basin and Range, including Pyramid Lake, now has a moderate risk of heat-related illness effective now to Friday morning, with a higher moderate to major risk for folks in Churchill and Pershing counties. That advisory went into effect an hour ago. Reno could get its first 100 degrees of 2026 today. The Weather Service predicts 99 today and tomorrow, and 97 for a high on Thursday. And oh yes, that is well above average and about a month early. This is spring, right? The heat comes from a mighty high pressure over the west, which is also increasing fire danger with low humidity in the single digits. We may also set record overnight low temperatures, not low at all, close to 70 degrees. Get used to it. The Weather Service's long-range models lean toward a hotter than average high through August. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
KKFT. Money, markets, and local business. Your new news.
I'm Stuart Varley, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are mixed in afternoon trading, with the Dow climbing on Iran deal optimism. The Dow has hit an all-time intraday high and surging past the 52,000 level for the first time. Oil prices continue to drop, with West Texas Intermediate crude at around $76 a barrel. The tech-heavy Nasdaq is losing steam as tech stocks falter. The Magnificent Seven big-cap tech stocks are lower, led by Tesla and Nvidia. Industrials and financials are gaining. Shares of Yum! Brands are up 2% after the fast-food giant agreed to sell Pizza Hut for $2.7 billion and said it plans to use the proceeds to invest in technology and return capital to shareholders. And shares of Elon Musk's SpaceX are surging 9% and surpassing Amazon in market value, becoming the world's fifth largest company just days after hitting the public markets. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
FM News Talk time. It is 12:37. Glad to have you aboard here on the KKFT News at Noon. I'm Greg Neft in the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno on this Tuesday afternoon. Time right now for today's Moment with Mike. Mike Bosma, the principal managing partner here at Keystone CPAs. Mike, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Greg.
You know, one of the things I want to talk about here is tomorrow's going to be a very big day. Interest rate hikes or interest rate cuts. What do you expect the Fed to do?
I think they're going to punt. The reason I think they're going to do that, there's already significant downward price pressure on the gas pump. So if there's any
ability to push the needle and not raise interest rates, I think they're going to do that. If there's overwhelming inflation data, then I think they'll nudge it a quarter of a point. But my bet is leave it flat.
Interesting. So, I mean, what is the impact of an interest rate cut? I mean, what will it do for people? Anything that we can see immediately?
Well, actually, an interest rate cut, which I don't see, is probably most helpful in the real estate market, with people being able to better afford buying a home. Think of it this way. You know, if all of a sudden you have a 1/16th cut in the interest rate, you're going to afford 1/16th more house. If a house is $500,000, that's a nice little jump up in how much you can afford, because your income is static. The interest rate is going to drive down if it's going down. If it drives it up, the reverse is true.
Interesting indeed. You know, this is interesting. SpaceX is now the fourth largest company. Shares in Elon Musk's rocket builder surged another 10% today. Is that something, I mean, that you expected? I mean, it just keeps going higher and higher into space.
You know, I would say it does not surprise me. You know, SpaceX, a technology company, Amazon, really a fulfillment company. So, you know, I'm actually hopeful in some of the technologies that are deploying with SpaceX, ability to really significantly expand communications capabilities across the world into underserved places. I think that's all things good about that.
We got to talk about California's $355 billion budget. I don't even know what they're spending on. The story didn't even break it down for me. That's the largest in the state's history, and even some Democrats are criticizing it. Where is all this government largesse going, do you think? And does it impact the average Californian?
Well, it's not going to high-speed rail, this we know. You know, so, you know, much like the federal government, there's many layers to the California onion. And I think as you start peeling it back, you know, the federal government at least tries to pretend to be efficient. California, not so much. So I think there's a lot of bacon on that hog. And I think that even liberal lawmakers being concerned is a good thing, saying enough's enough. There's a lot of largesse in that budget.
I mean, not even Jerry Brown liked that much money. We won't remember Jerry Brown, do we? So this is interesting. You love AI, and I wanted to get your thoughts on this. Meta is rolling out new AI features aimed at changing how users search for information on Facebook and Instagram. You know, I know you're a big fan of ChatGPT. How do you think that's going to impact searches and such?
Well, actually, I tell you, what concerns me most about Facebook and Zuckerberg, you know, what do you really search on Facebook for, really, right? You're searching for people? I think it's going to work the other way. I think Facebook's going to be searching for you and putting ads in front of you, using all kinds of different things, probably knowing more about you than you do using AI. So that's scary, right? If, you know, if you use any amount of AI for any amount of time, it starts talking to you like a real human, probably more human than most of us. So, you know, I think they're just going to drive ad revenue and efficiencies through it. Probably replace a lot of humans, speaking of it, Greg. So that their share price, I would imagine, is going to, like large technology companies, going to continue to creep forward. Really no end in sight.
Yeah, we'll have to see what happens with that. And, of course, President Trump said the agreement with Iran is going to be signed on Friday. You know, I've seen gas prices as low as $80 a barrel now. Why haven't I seen that at the gas station?
Well, as I've said before in the show, it's called oil futures. So these gas stations, large conglomerates, are buying oil months and perhaps even years in advance. So just like we didn't see it immediately at the pump when it started shooting up, now we're going to see the reverse side of that roller coaster. It's going to take a minute for it to hit the pump because of the way the futures market works.
Well, indeed, we'll have to wait and see. Mike Bosbell from Keystone CPAs. A moment with Mike as we do it every weekday right here at 12:35 on the KKFT News at Noon. Mike, thank you so much. We'll talk with you again tomorrow. It is 12:42 here at KKFT.
And was just trying to check the progress made on the Mount Siegel fire earlier this morning. As of 5:30 p.m. yesterday afternoon, it was at 25% containment. It's not near the top of Siegel fire. It's down lower at the northwest end of Smith Valley. As you've heard us report, the National Weather Service in Reno issued a strict heat advisory as temperatures climbed toward 100 degrees across western Nevada and northeastern California. Valleys bake and the Lake Tahoe Basin and lower Sierra communities seeing unseasonably high temperatures near the 90s and a new way to cool off in Douglas County. Douglas County Community Services invites residents and visitors to celebrate two major South County investments during a community event Monday, June 29th, featuring the grand opening of a new Topaz Ranch Estates Community Park splash pad and the ribbon cutting for the expansion of Douglas Area Rural Transit Service called DART. County says the splash pad adds a modern, safe, and ADA compliant water play area that encourages outdoor recreation and family engagement. Additional features include a perimeter seating for family supervision. And as part of the day celebration, Douglas County Community Services will also conduct a ribbon cutting ceremony for the expansion of DART to Topaz and South County. And still to come, someone who fancies himself as a consultant to successful Republican candidates with a less than stellar record of doing just that, suffering from Flippo derangement syndrome. We'll tell you what that's all about coming up. It's 12:45.
Your midday drive update. KKFT traffic.
They're still on the scene of that injury collision on southbound 580. It's at the Glendale on-ramp. It's not on the freeway itself. It's not slowing traffic down. Just watch yourself as you pass by through that area and try to get on the freeway on East 2nd Street. That earlier collision up at Golden Valley has been cleaned up, and we're looking pretty darn good in Sparks around the lake and in Yerington. It's 91 degrees in Sparks, 90 in Minden and Wellington, 77 degrees in Incline Village. And let me remind you that Wild West Chevrolet is your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. Here's a look at your weather.
Noon hour sees temperatures just cross into the 90s. It's going to keep going well into the 90s, close to but probably shy of 100 by the time we top out this afternoon, about the same for tomorrow. It's grilling season at Butcher Boy. That means steak, choice, and prime grades, plus specialty breeds not found anywhere else. Your family deserves great steaks. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT today. Today at 3, Lars Larson on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Our friends at Brothers Windows are nine brothers and sisters,
always committed to their customers' complete satisfaction.
And they've installed over 1 million windows, and 60% of their customers come from referrals. So many five-star reviews.
60% of their customers come from referrals. That's amazing. You see, the lifetime warranty on installed windows at Brothers Windows actually means something. Their warranties and guarantees actually mean something.
They have integrity pricing with no surprises. Get a free, no pressure estimate. Never any sales pressure from Brothers Windows. Just great products and great installation.
And you can still take advantage of Brothers Windows' best financing plan ever. 24 months of 0% interest. That's 2 years of no interest on approved credit.
And you can get up to $1,000 off beautiful new windows and increase the value of your home. So don't wait. Go to brotherswindows.com for a zero pressure estimate. Just great information from great folks. Go to brotherswindows.com. That's brotherswindows.com.
Nevada's FM News Talk. News, talk, truth. Truth.
Chromalloy, a leader in the aerospace industry in Carson City, is having a job fair this Wednesday from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Skilled CNC operators and machinists are in demand. A sign-on bonus, premium wages and benefits start day one. Chromalloy is located at 3636 Arrowhead Drive in Carson City, an affirmative action equal opportunity employer. Stop by this Wednesday between 3 and 6 p.m.
Your garage door doesn't have to look plain. Create one that'll have your home looking fantastic with George & Sons Garage Doors. Build and personalize your garage door, and George & Sons will make it come to life. Right now, get $250 off any new two-car garage door and $150 off any new one-car garage door. Call today, 775-324-DOOR, and check out georgeandsonsdoors.com.
Why pay more? Call 324-DOOR, George & Sons Garage Doors.
Steve's Water Heater Installation. No need to hesitate. Just call 351-6047 for all your water heater needs. All type of water heaters, propane, gas, electric, tankless, whatever. Call my competitors and find out how affordable I really am. You'll be happy to find out that Steve's Water Heater Installation at 351-6047 is the smart choice.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it
AKFT. Now the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news.
It's 12:48 here on the news at noon. World Cup fans in Boston are drinking so much beer that bars in the city ran out. Who would ever thought that? Supporters of Scotland's national team emptied bars and liquor stores of several popular brands. Hennessy's Bar in Boston says it tripled the St. Patrick's Day sales before it sold out on Sunday night. Other businesses are ordering more beer and adding staff for upcoming matches. English fans are expected to flock to Boston next week for next week's England's match against Ghana. That's kind of interesting. Beer, tea party, Britain. It's all rich tapestry, don't you think? A new research shows a completely sugar-free diet may cause unintended health consequences. A study done involving an experiment with mice shows eliminating sugar can disrupt gut health and promote inflammation and metabolic dysfunction. The new research from the Desmond Diabetes Institute was recently presented at the Endocrine Society's annual meeting in Chicago. The lead author says the study highlights the importance of maintaining balanced dietary carbohydrates to support gut and immune homeostasis, which means I'm going to go have a cookie when this is done. Sunscreen. There's lots of sunscreen products on the shelves these days. One dermatologist is offering some advice as to which ones you should use. A doctor with the Cleveland Clinic says the most important thing is that SPF reads 30 or higher.
It should have the words broad spectrum on it, meaning it covers all the rays of the sun that are going to hit your skin. And then I usually recommend you have a water resistant or waterproof version so that it doesn't wash, rub off.
Dr. Jennifer Lucas says not to worry about getting name brands. She says for those with sensitive skin, products with zinc oxide or titanium dioxide are the best. FM News Talk Time, 1250.
KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
Reno Aces opened this week's series in El Paso tonight. Katie Wendland was the Freshman of the Year in Mountain West softball for the Nevada Wolfpack. Next year, she'll be playing for the University of Arkansas. Wendland hit 400 for the season and had 49 RBIs in 53 games. Celebrity golf tourney at Edgewood last year raised over $115,000 for two dozen groups and organizations, the major slice of the charity pie for American Century Event as medical research for the Stowers Institute for Biomedical Research. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the Noon News on FM News Talk.
Treat your skin to the care it deserves with rejuvenating facials at Hall & Rye. Whether you want to refresh, rejuvenate, or address specific skin concerns, their board-certified plastic surgeons and medical estheticians focus on the relationship they build with each patient and tailor every facial to your individual needs. Feel confident in your skin again. Schedule your consultation now at hallandrye.com. Your skin deserves the best.
Uh-oh.
Is your car running rough? Don't ignore it. Bring it into New Gen Automotive. Located conveniently in Gardnerville, our expert team handles general repair, oil and brake changes, transmission service, AC repair, and more. We're at 1215 Service Drive. Call 775-783-1925 or text 775-931-1043 to book. New Gen Automotive. Remember, a good mechanic is not expensive. They're priceless. Quality, care, and service you can count on. New Gen Automotive.
In times of loss, your family deserves choices made with care. At La Paloma Funeral Services, we can help you plan ahead, whether it's a direct cremation or it's a full-service burial at a church. La Paloma can handle it all and lock in today's prices so all your wishes are paid for and planned so nothing is left undone. Call La Paloma at 775-827-3700 or visit our website at lapalomafuneralservices.com. Our family, caring for yours.
At Yates Law, we handle dog bite cases occurring in homes, parks, and public places, and we know how to prove liability. If you or your child was bitten, don't wait. Call me, Joe Yates, at 775-515-4401. That's 515-4401. Or find us at yateslawpc.com.
Yates Law, protecting your loved ones, protecting your rights under Nevada law. Experience matters when it matters most.
Inflation, turmoil, gas prices.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
News and talk.
Nevada's FM News Talk.
What the hell is going on here?
All things considered, what you're feeling is...
Hey, what's going on over here?
Is that dangerous?
Normal. The only treatment is a daily dose of news, talk, and truth.
See what happened?
You've been prescribed...
99.1 FM News Talk.
Side effects may vary.
When you need tree service, don't call a couple of guys with chainsaws. Call Northern Nevada's most equipped tree service. Call Battle Born Tree Service. Battle Born Tree Service has three certified arborists on staff with OSHA 10 and 30 cards. And most importantly, they hold above industry liability insurance, which means no matter the size of your job, you're covered. And there's no job they can't do. When Battle Born shows up, it's like a tree army with an Alltech 75-foot elevator bucket truck. Attract, Carl exalted 75 horsepower stump grinder, a 19-inch capacity bandit chipper, multiple compact track loaders, wheeled skid steers, big wheel loaders, and much, much more. Battle Born Tree Service can do in a day what it takes the other guys three or more days to do. For commercial and residential service and maintenance, hire an army, a tree army. Battle Born Tree Service. Call 775-232-8243. 775-232-8243.
FM Talk Weather.
Temperatures staying on the warm side for another couple of days before a little change in the weather on Friday and seasonal temperatures to wrap up the week and kick off the weekend in the low 80s. Grilling season at Butcher Boy. That means steak choice and prime grades plus specialty breeds not found anywhere else. Your family deserves great steaks. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT. Today at 5, Markley Van Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
Well, today we celebrate a yummy treat that was named after a mistake, and the name walked the line of acceptable conversation.
In 1880, a candy maker overcooked some caramel and invented a dense, creamy treat. Back in the day, the word fudge was considered rebellious, and it stuck. It's easy to make, just three ingredients. So easy, college women used to make it in their dorm rooms, causing even more rebellion. We're a nation of fudge lovers, eating about 2 pounds each a year, mostly during the holidays. But today, seek it out, because fudge is good. I'm Bree Tennis.
Indeed it is. A new analysis shows calcium and vitamin D are not that effective for helping with bone strength as once thought.
Researchers in Canada looked at 69 studies done in the past which involved calcium or vitamin D supplements or both and compared them to placebo or no treatment when it comes to reducing the risk of falls or fractures. The team found little to no difference. The analysis was published in the BMJ group and involved 154,000 people. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
A new survey shows that more than half of all workers aged 40 to 60 in the U.S. are caring for a parent while also holding down a job.
According to data from Legal Shield released Monday, the pressure created by the trend is showing up at workplaces through employees missed time, getting less done, and people thinking about leaving their jobs. The survey says nearly 40% of respondents said they've had to cut into their savings or retirement contributions to help pay for a parent's care. It also shows legal questions tied to parental elder care have more than doubled in the last 4 years as middle-aged children deal with paperwork, care decisions, and out-of-pocket costs. I'm Scott Carr.
FM News Talk Time, 12:57. Now with more, here's Jerry.
Well, I'm sure you've heard about TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome. We'd be hypocrites if we didn't point out that Chuck Muth, who associates himself with the pay-to-play website Nevada News and Views, in other words, if you're a candidate for office and you pay them a fee, they'll write positive things about you and negative things about your opponent. Muth has FDS, Flippo Derangement Syndrome. Quote, David Flippo is the candidate for Nevada's 2nd Congressional District. He won it by running a dishonest, scorched-earth, gutter-level campaign against former State Senator James Settlemyer, and a lot of Northern Nevada Republicans aren't happy about it. Many are saying they'll vote for the Democrat candidate in the general election. End quote. Now, that's either made up or true because he would associate with those thin-skinned, pathetically weak Republicans. Just a little like the pot calling the kettle black, isn't it? When a guy and his minions from Southern Nevada have been telling us in Northern Nevada how we should vote, that we shouldn't vote for someone from Southern Nevada because he, the keyboard warrior from Southern Nevada, knows what is best for us in Northern Nevada. Like I said, not surprising that he knows a lot of Republicans that say they're going to vote for the Democrat now. That's kind of like the Republican that helped get the Republican Party in Nevada where they are today and have been for several years. Political powerhouse, uber conservative, pro Second Amendment, pro Tea Party, pro life. Well, no, not really. Try irrelevant and in the minority. Thank you very much. Interesting to note, too, that Sharon Angle won six counties in the Secretary of State's race. Jim Marchant won 11. The Lombardo-endorsed candidate, Fulkins Roberts, won two counties, Carson and Douglas. Have a great day. We'll see you on a Wednesday, a hump day, tomorrow on 99.1.
KKFT Gardnerville, Reno, Carson City. The Evans Broadcast Company. Fox News starts now.